chapter 12. On the day I made Jesus Lord, a song was sung that I think naturally became my favorite song. It's to have a song sung like this at your baptism, I think kind of changes your life, and it's called "It Is Well With My Soul." You told us a great story about that song a month or two ago, and it added to my appreciation for this beautiful hymn. And in that hymn, it talks about, in my mind, two possibilities that of where you might be today. The first is you may feel like you're by a river that is gently flowing and you feel God's peace. It says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, I just feel like God's with me. I feel so at peace. I feel secure. I feel confident. I feel comfortable. I feel calm. And so he starts out, when peace like a river attendeth my way, but also when sorrow like sea billows roll. And I know some of you are there where you feel like these waves are just waves of sorrow just crashing in on you based on things that are happening in your life. And so we contrast these two positions. When I feel God's with me, I'm by a gentle stream, I feel his peace, or when the waves of sorrow are just crashing against my soul. He says, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it's well with my soul. And he explains why. He says, my sin, then he goes, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. See, if we have that in us, that deep appreciation for your sin, oh, what a blissful thought. Your sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross. We bear it no more. We will praise the Lord and be able to say, whether the sorrows are rolling over us like waves crashing into the shore, or whether we're in that peaceful situation, you can say, wow, it's well with my soul. And he prays, Lord, haste the day when faith shall become sight, when the clouds are rolled back like a scroll, and the trump will resound, and the Lord shall descend. Oh, it's well with my soul. I promised myself, I got goosebumps that day. If you're close enough, you see them this day too. I always said every time that song's played, if I don't get goosebumps, something's seriously wrong. Those words should move you this morning. I want to ask you to think about those words. Your sin, not in part, but the whole of them, has been nailed to the cross. You bear it no more. Praise the Lord. One day, I hope it's soon, when our faith becomes sight, we'll see those clouds be rolled back like a scroll. We'll hear that trumpet sound. We'll see the Lord descending from heaven to bring home those who are his. That's why you can say, it's well with my soul. In Hebrews chapter 12, the chapter finishes talking about 18 different just giants of faith in the Old Testament. But I think the Hebrew writer had a lot more in mind than those 18. I think he was thinking about all those who faithfully hung on through those times of the sorrows like sea billows slamming into them, and the good times, the rough times and the good times. Those who held on to their faith to the end, he said, that's who's surrounding you right now. He said, you have this great cloud of witnesses watching, cheering you on, hoping that you too will remain strong in your faith. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders us. Another translation says, let's lay aside every weight. Because I thought about it initially. I thought, well, what else is there besides this peaceful existence and this feeling like God's with me and this tumultuous pounding sorrow? What else is there? And I thought, for me, it's just stress. It's this weight that God says, I don't want you to carry. I didn't intend for you to carry. So cast your anxiety upon me. And so the Hebrew writer is saying, do the same thing. Just let go of these things that weigh you down. So that you can do what? He said also, throw off the sin that easily entangles you, so that you can run with perseverance the race that's been marked out for us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, which is what we're trying to do at communion, right? We're trying to fix our eyes on what we have in Christ, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. Because for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, he scorned its shame, and now sits down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You know, I think about what he endured on the cross. It was a brutal, brutal death. He endured it. He said, I'll get through this. I want what's on the other side of this, so I will put up with anything for you. I want you to feel that today. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Look to him as if he's looking to you right now. He died for you. And it says he scorned the shame of the cross. You know, the cross was intended to be the most humiliating way you could die. It was for the lowest of the low. It was for the scum and the refuse of the earth. It was intended to make a statement that we do not value you, nor does God. In fact, Jews felt like that was the curse from God if you were hung on a tree. A sign you were cursed. And didn't Jesus flip-flop all this? He said, I'll die for the lowest of the low. For the biggest derelict in the room. That's who I'm dying for. And no, I'm not cursed by God. You're going to be blessed by God because of this great sacrifice. Let's pray together. Father, it's a significant moment when we can do what Jesus asked us to do on his final day with the apostles, when he gathered in that upper room and had a Passover meal together, when they were in effect saying their goodbyes. Many of them did not completely understand it, but they would soon understand it when they saw him hanging on the cross. Father, I want us to fix our eyes on Jesus before we take the bread that represents his body. God, before we take the fruit of the vine that represents the blood poured out for us, I want to see Jesus. I want each of us to see Jesus looking down at us, saying, this is for you. This is for your sins. This is so you can have a relationship with my Father that I enjoy. And so, Father, I pray that we will be able to, whether we're feeling like that peaceful river flowing by or those waves of sorrow crashing in, we too will be able to say, it's well with my soul. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, God. We pray in Christ's name, amen.